Mark Tagubin. Hello, beloved, and greetings again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is He, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He can quench the thirst of the human soul. And He, beloved, is able to satisfy and bring real satisfaction, fulfillment, completeness into your life, if you will believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him as Savior. Well, I'm delighted to be able to come to you again and share with you the benefits of justification. Remember, when a person puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging they're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 tells us, and Christ paid the penalty for our sin. We're told in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth or showed forth and made known His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sin. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ died for you and for me. He took our sin upon Himself, and He paid the penalty for it. For the wages of sin is death. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ died on that old rugged cross, was buried, and 3 days later arose victor over death, hell, and the grave. He conquered it all. He has the keys to death and hell, we're told. And, beloved, He is the living Lord. And He is the way to God the Father. The only way, may I emphasize, the only way. No one can come to God the Father who is in heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way of access to the Father. He said, the Lord Jesus Himself said in the book of Matthew, in the great sermon that He spoke on the Mount, there in chapters, I believe it's 4, 5, and 6, and maybe it's chapter 7, maybe it's 4, 5, 6, or 5, 6, and 7. There the Lord Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. But He said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many are going the broad way. Few are going the narrow way. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate. The word straight means it's very small. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Why, beloved? Because Satan blinds the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls, and seeks to keep them from the knowledge of the truth. Satan is our arch enemy, and Satan hates the believer, and hates every person that God has brought into this world, and he does everything he can to keep us from putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, from accepting Him as Savior. And thus He blinds the hearts and minds of the individual. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 4 tells us, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, which is Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes, Satan does everything he can to keep mankind from coming to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we preach not ourselves, Paul said there in 2 Corinthians 3:5. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commended the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, the treasure of the truth, the treasure of the light, the treasure of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Oh, beloved, Paul goes on to say, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, or not cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. What does he mean, we're delivered unto death? He means that the old body, we die to its appetites, we die to its desires, we die to its lusts and its carnal cravings, that Jesus Christ might be glorified in us, that he might be exalted, that people might see Christ in and through our lives as children of God, and that Jesus Christ might be glorified, that he might be exalted, that he might be lifted up, and that men, women, boys, and girls, through just our lifestyle, might be drawn to Jesus, might be attracted to Jesus, because you and I, who know Jesus as our Savior, we are the representatives of Christ Jesus here upon earth. We're being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're told in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 and 29. Verse 28 states, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, that we might be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Verse 29 states, that's why all things work together for good. That's why the health issues that my sweetheart wife has are for God's glory and for our good, that our lives might reflect Jesus, that Christ might be glorified in and through us. I'm her caregiver, and I'm delighted and privileged to be so, because she's been such a wonderful wife to me, and been such a blessing to our children for the many, many years gone by, and now it's my privilege to minister to her, and to serve her as she has ministered and helped me so many times in so many ways, and she still does. Oh, beloved, what a privilege to have a godly family and a godly home, and oh, the many benefits that come from the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing him and being justified. So we see in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, peace with God, and thus the peace of God. Not only peace with God, but the peace of God. As we're told in the book of Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4 and verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be careful about anything, beloved. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, meaning definite request, with thanksgiving. Have you ever thanked the Lord for the trials you're going through? That's the therapy of thanksgiving, we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5, and I believe it's verse 23. to in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me, beloved, that in our trial, in our tribulation, in our trouble, we give thanks. And that's what we see here in the book of Romans, chapter 5, again. Notice verse 3 of Romans 5, not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Glory in tribulations. Now verse 2 says, we have by whom, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Oh, the grace of God, God's marvelous grace. God gives grace to my wife in her affliction. He gives grace to me in caring for her, meeting her needs, continuing our radio ministry, and reaching out to the lost and dying. He gives us His grace and His strength. His undeserved favor is the meaning of the word grace. His undeserved favor. And so we have grace through justification, one of the benefits of justification. And then, beloved, in verse 3, not only so, but we glory in tribulations. We glory in these afflictions. We glory in these trials. We glory in these difficulties, even as we read about Paul over in 2 Corinthians a few moments ago, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, we've learned so much about our Lord through the tribulations that we've been going through. Through my darling's afflictions and through my having to give up our local ministry and turn it over to a Native American, for we were working with the Southern Utes here in southwestern Colorado, and taking care of her required more time. And so now I devote my time to this radio ministry and preaching the gospel through this outreach. And beloved, these tribulations have taught us to wait upon the Lord, have taught us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, have taught us to not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge and recognize Him, and to let Him guide our steps, to let Him direct our paths, to let Him be Lord in every area of our life. And thus we see and experience the wonderful grace of God. We experience the privilege of the tribulation and the patience that comes as a result. Benefits of justification. Oh yes, beloved, growing in Christ. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.